Take office after a vote on Wednesday. 52% of party members backed him to become the leader of Welsh Labour, ahead of his only rival, Jeremy Miles. He takes over with ongoing farmer protests, a post-COVID economy still recovering, and record-high NHS waiting lists. But the man he's succeeding, Mark Drakeford, says there's only one big party issue to focus on.
Nothing is more important to who will come after me as leader of the Labour Party in Wales than to be working with a Labour Prime Minister in London.
Sainsbury's insists it's doing all it can to fix a technical issue, which means the vast majority of things bought online won't be delivered today. Supermarkets apologise, saying all stores are open as usual. We're now starting to get congestion around the M25, reportedly around 2 miles of it. Drivers were warned to avoid going near junctions 10 and 11 while a bridge is demolished and a new gantry is built, closing the stretch both ways all weekend. India will start voting to choose a new parliament on the 19th of April. The world's largest election, in which nearly 1 billion people are eligible to vote, will stretch over 6 weeks. Sport, and the lowest ranked side left in the FA Cup will try to knock out a Midlands rival from the Premier League this lunchtime. Championship club Coventry, the 1987 winners, are at Wolves. Boss Mark Robbins won it as a player with Manchester United.
It's a fantastic occasion for everybody. The supporters are going to be back in it, and it'll be there in the numbers, so fantastic. You know, I played in a quarter final, played in a semi final, and played in a final as part of the final as well, and it is an amazing competition still.
Later in the football, holders Manchester City take on Newcastle, and Celtic can return to the top of the Scottish Premiership by beating St Johnstone. That's the latest. I'm Barry.
This is Phoenix FM. On 98 FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
Good afternoon, how are we? Hope you're well. This is the weekend wind-up on Phoenix 98 FM.
a pit mix, she was just skin and bones. Daddy found in a deep ditch on his way home. He said she hopped right up when he opened his door. When you feel that kind of feeling, son, you found yours. The age of 17, worked all summer long, washing cars and pulling weeds from your neighbor's lawn. Well, it wasn't no king ranch, but she was paid for. And you find that kind of freedom, buddy, you found yours.
Some of your Saturday afternoon with Spencer Carter and the Weekend Wind-Up. Great pop music, forgotten classics, and some laughs along the way. Every Saturday from midday, only on Phoenix FM.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Weekend Wind-Up here on Phoenix 98 FM. How are you? I hope you're well. Huge thanks to Keith for what was a great, great show. Anne Hegarty, the governess from The Chase, I'm a Celebrity, was just the perfect guest. It was an honour to meet her. Hope you enjoyed the show. Now, I've got cracking 3 hours for you of great music and chat coming up. All the usual features, Danny's Choice, cover from another, Take Five. Mark Searby's in with a film and DVD review. So basically, you don't need to go anywhere. Grab yourself a snack and a drink. Have a chill and listen to some great music and chat. But of course, as I say, this is not my show, this is your show. Get in touch. Email me. Radio at Phoenix FM is the email, or the Weekend Wind Up on social media, which is Instagram and Facebook. I'd love to hear from you. Any shout outs, anniversaries, birthdays, if you just want to moan or even you want to say hello, please do get in touch and let me know. Got some great new music from you today as well. Some really good stuff out there. New one from Miley Cyrus, New one from Chasnay Lewis. New one from Paul Russell, Pharrell. And this next one, Calvin Harris, Rag and Bone Man. This is Lovers in a Past Life.
Patience feels like I've been waiting for a lifetime for lightning to strike me. Daydreams feels like I've been sending out the signals, hoping that you'll find me. I don't need the details, you don't need to tell me. It's like I already know where you'll be. You and me, we were lovers in a past life. So
we are proud to be an award-winning care home which delivers high-quality residential and dementia care. Alongside this, residents can also benefit from a wide range of inclusive services. Enjoy time in the cinema, farmhouse kitchen or landscaped gardens. For more information, search Hutton View Care Home and see for yourself why Hutton View is a care home with a difference. Hutton View, a hallmark care home.
The elements influence us each year, whether it's heat in summer or cold in winter. At JWD, we can take care of all your heating and air conditioning needs at a reasonable price, with finance available through our partners Can Do, if required. Our engineers give their promise to be clean and tidy, whilst carrying out works to the highest standard. Give us a call on 0776 009 239 or visit our social media pages at JWD Heating.
Are you looking for a reliable local travel agent to book your next holiday? At Not Just Travel Brentwood, we can book tour operators such as Jet2 Holidays, TUI, Hayes Travel and many more. We package any type of holiday together with full atoll and APTA protection, giving you complete peace of mind. Visit our website, dinaandwarren.notjusttravel.com, and let us take away the stress of booking that dream getaway.
Remy was a pit mix, she was just skin and bones. Daddy found in a deep ditch on his way home. He said she hopped right up when he opened his door. When you feel that kind of feeling, son, you found yours. The age of 17, worked all summer long, washing cars and pulling weeds from your neighbor's lawn.
Well, it wasn't no king ranch, but she was paid for. And you find that kind of freedom, buddy, you find yours.
FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
Okay, I want to tell you about, we've got a couple of events coming up you might be interested in. Now, one of them is this evening. It's the Fail Requiem and Rutter's Gloria, which is held at the Emmanuel Church in Langdon Road, Billericay. Now, hosted by the Billericay Choral Society, they're going to be performing the ever-popular and beautiful Fail Requiem plus Gloria by John Rutter and two other well-known works. Professional baritone Alistair Merry will be performing solos as well. Refreshments are available at the interval. It's a 7:30pm start, and tickets are only £12 in advance or £15 on the door. And for more information, you need to go to www.billericaychoral.co.uk. And then on Monday the 18th, Botanist or Not, Plant Origins, History and Cultivation at the Chantry Centre in Billericay. This is a talk by Jacqueline Aviolette, hosted by the Billericay Horticultural Society. It's from 8 till 10 in the evening. It's only £3 to get in. Visitors welcome, and refreshments are available. But check us out on our website. All the events are on there as well, which is www.phoenixfm.com. We'd love you to get in touch and get involved.
Phoenix FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Visit us at 1 Cotfold Road, Brentwood, or call on 01277 222269. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
Yeah, first off the mark today, I want to give a big shout out to Derek. Hello, sir. Derek's messaged in saying, could I please... First of all, he said, had a lovely weekend. Thank you, sir. You too. And he said, could I please play this next track? I played it last week, and he's been listening to the album all week, and he can't get enough of it. I haven't heard the whole album yet, but if this track is anything to go by, it's glorious. I know it's been number one for a couple of weeks. This is Rod Stewart and Jules Holland.
Upside down, trade them for a package of sunshine and flowers. If you want the things you love, you must have showers, baby. So when you hear the thunder, don't go under the tree. Every penny's from heaven for you and me. Penny's from heaven.
FM travel news.
Okay, your first travel update of the day. Today, roads are looking pretty good. Quite busy at the moment because of weekend traffic, but no major problems from what I can see. Now, the A12, as you leave the Brook Street roundabout, Chelmsford bound, that's quite congested at the moment. Traffic is still moving, just slower than usual. Ongoing roadworks on the A128 around Ingrave causing some problems as well. And there are the temporary traffic lights on the B186 around Brentwood Station causing some issues. But apart from that, not too bad. Now, London Underground, that's a different scenario today. So I will warn you, if you are thinking of using the Underground, there's some major problems. So there are severe delays at the moment on the Circle Line and the District Line. There is a park closure on the Docklands Light Railway, the Hammersmith and City Line, the Metropolitan Line, and also the tram. And there's a planned closure later on today from 5 p.m. on the Waterloo and City Line. Now, services on C2C Overground into Fenchurch Street, they are subject to timetable alteration today because there is engineering works between Barking and Pitsey and Langdon, so do check with C2C before heading out. On Greater Anglia, services into Liverpool Street actually showing as okay at the moment, no major problems, but obviously that could change, so I'll be able to update you in the next hour. This is the Jonas Brothers, loving this. This is Summer Baby. Hope your Saturday is going well.
You're a fool, no problem. Lucky I'm your baby's father. Got that on so proper, and I'm thankful for your mama. Got that truth, step up, and you're a melody, babe. Skyline, baby. Still catching feelings for you. Feelings for you. And feelings for you.
Into a bucket of cream. Here's two guys that fell into a radio station to talk about movies on Phoenix FM.
It's now time for the Phoenix Film and DVD review with Mark Searby. Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm well, thanks, Spencer. You okay?
Yes, good, thanks. Good, thanks. All right, what delights have you got for us this week?
Well, obviously we had the Oscars last week, and
which I enjoyed, of what I saw of it. Very good.
Yes, yes. I did expect an Oppenheimer clean sweep, and we almost got that. A few, obviously, spot bits that didn't win, but also really pleased that Devine Randolph Joy won for The Holdovers. What a remarkable...
It felt very genuine, the win,
yes.
Didn't it? You felt very genuine, yeah.
It did. It did. So, yes, so it was all good. As you said, you know, lovely ceremony. Nothing really stood out, apart from, obviously, Al Pacino reading out the Best Picture winner in a way that only Al Pacino could read out. And
no, nobody's going to argue with him, are
they? Exactly. No. Who's arguing with him? Exactly. That's the thing. But yes,
I have to say, sorry to interrupt. Standouts for me, of course, Mr. Ryan Gosling. Can we talk about that?
Yes.
That performance, loved
perfect.
It.
Perfect. Perfect.
Just perfect.
Yeah.
And I also really liked the interaction with Arnie and Danny DeVito and Michael Keaton. I loved it.
Wonderful. Now, you see, that is what film award show should be about. Bit of fun, bit of joking, you know. And listen, I know it's the Oscars. I know it's all pomp and circumstance and whatever else, but it should be more fun like that. And I thought they got the tone just right this year. I thought it was just right.
Yeah, and I did. And I thought when Keaton was interacting with them, I thought, oh, God, he is Batman. He is Batman. I love it. Like, he's Batman. This is why he should be Batman. Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, so. Exactly. Yeah. No, but it was good. You know, look, so is that the end of Oscar-worthy movies? Well, not here in the UK, because quite a few of them have been delayed or they've just decided to wait until after Oscars time. So we will be talking over the next few weeks about movies that were nominated for Oscars that might have won Oscars as well. We'll wait to see. So I'm not saying that's the end of, you know, the season, the award season. It's not. It's going to continue a little bit, but we are now heading slowly towards blockbuster season a little bit.
Just before we start, can I just pay you a little bit of credit, my friend?
And
say you know your stuff. So last weekend, do you know what? I'm trying to remember the name of it. Damn, I did message you. I watched
Femme.
Thank you. I watched Femme, and you were bang on with your review and your comments. I loved it. What a film.
Wonderful movie, isn't it? Wonderful movie about toxic masculinity. British movie as well. Femme, F-E-M-M-E. It's on DVD and Blu-ray and on Netflix, I imagine, which is where you
yes, it.
Yes, it
was. And I just, like, I won't give it away, but I just, you know, the lead character, or one of the lead characters who was abhorrent and I ended up liking and feeling for. It was the most amazing film. So thank you very much for recommendation.
Not a problem. Well, that's what I'm here for, Spencer. That's why I'm on the show, to recommend these movies. And we should start with this week's.
Yes.
And so in cinemas now, Drive Away Dolls. Now, this is about Jamie and Marion. Now, Jamie is regretting her breakup with her girlfriend. And Marion, she just kind of needs to relax. She's too uptight. In search of a fresh start, they decide to embark on an unexpected road trip to Tallahassee. But things go quickly awry when they cross paths with a group of very inept criminals. So if you ever thought that Thelma and Louise needed more sex, then this is the film for you.
Right, okay.
It's fast and it's loose and it's really entertaining. There is just something about the interaction between the two characters here, Jamie and Marion, that keeps it so lively. So Jamie is a lover of many, and she doesn't care. She's not interested in that. She's doing stuff for herself. She's experiencing the wider world. Marion is super uptight, hates most people as well, but it's got that opposites attract thing that pulls them together, and they're friends, basically. And they don't become romantically linked at first. It's more that they need to expand their horizons, but in different ways. So they decide to take this job driving a car to Tallahassee. You know how there's these jobs out there, Spencer, where you can basically get paid to drive a car from one end of the country to the other?
Yes, yes, absolutely.
Well, this is what they do. This is what they decide to do. But the guy at the rental place gets a bit mixed up and gives them a car that has something extra sensitive in the boot. But do you know what? I'm actually getting ahead of myself here, actually. But so what comes before all of that is the fun stuff of watching these two characters try and navigate the water of same-sex relationships, one-night stands. It's set in 1999. Yet, to me, I felt it was so relevant. It felt so now. It felt like it was a movie of this moment. Like, the only thing that really set it in 1999 was the clothing and the music. Everything that these people were saying, I was like, this is the same discussion that's being had now. It's so on the money. It's really smart filmmaking from Ethan Coen.
And it's hard to capture, isn't it, that sort of thing? It really is.
Do you know what? Yeah. I have seen so many movies, especially in the 90s. Growing up in the 90s, you remember what it was like. You know, it was the halcyon days, so you remember what that was like. And a lot of movies get the 90s wrong. They really get it wrong. But this one gets it very, very right, actually. I mean, granted, I'd not been to America in the 90s. Actually, no, I had been to America in the 90s. That's right, yes. But not to where these are. But it gets the zeitgeist of 1990s perfectly. That's the thing. So I really like that. It's directed by Ethan Coen. He's not with his brother Joel this time. This is one of the times where he's broken out on his own. I think it's smart movie making from Ethan Coen. But what I imagine you want to know, Spencer, is what is in the boot of the car that is causing two idiotic criminals to chase down two females?
Well, I'm sensing money or drugs or a body or...
Okay, so it's in a steel suitcase. And it, do you know what? I'm not going to tell you.
Oh. Thanks.
Right, no, but the reason I'm not going to tell you is because that's the beauty of seeing the film and discovering what's in it. You know, like in Pulp Fiction, where they've got the suitcase, but you never know what's in it, but you always want to know what's in it. It's kind of the same here.
Yeah, it's almost one of those things where you think to yourself, I want to know, but then I don't want to know. Because the minute you do know, you're annoyed, you know.
Oh, do you know what, though? You are right. You're right there. You want to know, but when you find out, some people might not want to have known. I'll say this, okay? When they finally showed what was in that case, and they do show what's in it, I howled with laughter. And then I howled some more because of where the items have come from. And what they meant to the people trying to get them back. That's all I'm going to say.
Okay.
It's a really clever plot device in the movie. It was not what I was expecting at all. And yet I look back at it and I go, of course. It's the natural thing. Of course, that's the natural fit. So I'm not going to say any more. So I think, look, this movie, Drive Away Dolls, it's hyperactive. It's non-stop. It's a road trip, comedy, mystery, LGBTQ plus movie that I thought was a little winner, actually. I saw a couple of people describe this as being like one of those movies that you would see at like midnight in a cinema, you know, on the outskirts of a town or something like that, and it becoming this sort of cult classic. I think that's pretty close, actually. I can see this being one of these cult classics. And I do think that's down to the storytelling. I think the way that it's told, it's very fun. I think both Margaret Qualley and Geraldine Viswanathan are perfect as the odd couple at the centre of the storyline. They've got this quirky relationship that's really entertaining to watch. This was not what I was expecting. I will say that. However, I was surprised in a good way. It's smart and it's quite sexy as well. It's all in your face as well. And I liked it for that. I liked the fact that it was all in your face and it didn't let you take a breath for a minute. So, yeah, this one snuck up on me. Pleased it did, because it's a nice gem of a movie.
Well, it sounds really interesting. Definitely one for the list. Absolutely. Thank you. Right, what's next?
So, also in cinemas this week, a film called Monster. Now, a mother demands answers from a teacher when her son begins acting strangely. So strap yourself in for this film, because it is wild and not in the way I was expecting either. So initially, this story is about a boy who is hit by one of the teachers in the school, and his mother comes in to talk to the teacher.
Physically hit.
I mean, this young boy is, he's not even a teenager in this story here. So he's physically hit. His mother comes in to talk to the teacher and the headmistress about it. Neither of them can look her in the eye and give the answers that the mother is seeking. From there, the story expands beyond the child plot into including one about the teacher, another about the headmistress, another one about the other boys in the class. So it's expanding way beyond what it needs to. And I did get lost a couple of times as to what storyline we were following, because they all sort of overlap without any clear definition as to the change in story. So it is a case of keeping up with everything that's happening and trying to figure out where each storyline is placed within that full timeline. Having said that, I was completely engaged in every single storyline that was being played out. I really wanted to know more about each character and their situations. And you do get that. But every time it flipped over, I was like, oh, I don't want it to flip. I wanted to stay on that one. But then I was invested in the next one. I'm like, no, I don't want it to change. The beauty of Monster is watching the film slowly piece all of these different storylines together. And it's a delight to watch them become intertwined at certain moments in each of the characters' stories and start to present the full picture as to what is truly happening for all of these characters. What I will say about the finale, or the final, let's say the final third of the movie, because saying the finale is actually wrong. I think the final third actually is that it ups the ante to a point where I was really not sure how any character storyline was going to finish. And I say that in a really positive way, because I found myself more invested in what was possibly happening with the young boy towards the end, because obviously that's how the story starts. And that's the focal point around which all of the other stories are hung. And then it completely changes and offers something very different. And it was keeping me on my toes. That final third kept me on my toes. And it gets quite heart-stopping as well. There's a big sequence where I thought, wow, what's happening here? Okay, I think, no, I'm wrong. So it's all of these.
But is it done in a way that keeps you kind of, it's clear what's going on, or is it too busy?
No, I think, you know, you could look at it as too busy early on, by the start of the middle third of the movie, certainly. But as I said, once it starts to intertwine, once those stories start coming together, it makes it a lot easier to flow. It makes it a lot easier to understand. And by that final third, I was really invested, and because of how they all came together. I saw this several weeks ago, and having had time to think about it, and this is one of those movies where you've really got to think about it as well, I think people will see different things in this movie. What I took away from this film was two things. One, a mother's love for her child is unquestionable. You cannot question that at all, and that's in this movie. Two, friendships / relationships can come in the most unlikely of places and from the most unlikely of sources. Look, you know, we know this from real life anyway, but when you see it in a movie, it kind of hits differently. And that's what it does in Monster. As I said, other people will see this movie and take different things from it, and that's great. I think there is a lot to take from this movie. Yeah, I took those two things from this movie. But there's still more things that it's probably offering. If I saw this again, I'd probably come out and say to you, Spencer, there's four things now. You know, that's the thing. Continuing to watch it and understand more of what's coming through is great. This was just an absolutely wonderful drama. Absolutely wonderful. It really was. And the young lad at the start, in the centre of it, forgive me, I don't know his name, is really good. Really good.
And does it conclude in a good way?
Well, come on, you're asking me to spoil a movie here. So,
No, I'm not. I'm not.
No,
I'm
just, okay, so look. Yeah,
because,
I mean,
the reason why I'm asking that is because some movies that I've seen before where you say, or where you would say that, you know, it's taking a turn you wasn't expecting and it's twisted and turned, sometimes it can tie itself up, if that makes sense, and it doesn't.
Okay. Yeah, I understand what you're saying. Yeah, I understand what you're saying now. So the answer there is no, basically. It does everything really well. And it doesn't leave you going, oh, or frustrated or annoyed or anything else like that. Interestingly, it kind of left me uplifted a little bit.
Oh, lovely. Okay. So anything lined up for next week yet?
Yeah, so next week, a new Ghostbusters movie.
Oh, yes, I've seen the trailer for that, yes.
Ghostbusters Frozen Empire, so we'll be reviewing that. And then we will also be reviewing an animated movie called Robot Dreams. Now, this is entirely a wordless movie about a robot and a dog becoming friends.
Oh, wow, okay.
Yep, so we'll be reviewing that. And then if you subscribe to the podcast, we will be reviewing a movie that has won so many awards during this award season. It's finally on DVD and Blu-ray. It's a movie called Anatomy of a Fall, and it is a murder mystery.
Real diverse mix next week. Love that. Love that. Well, thanks very much. Appreciate that. And listen, I will go away and I'm going to make a list and watch those films, and I will see you next week.
Yeah, I'll speak to you then.
You take care.
Miss this week's film reviews? Then listen again on phoenixfm.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
At Active Signs and Designs Limited, our team are passionate about getting you noticed. First impressions are everything. So if you're driving a commercial vehicle, how are people seeing you? Our vehicle graphic products and well-designed signage can make you stand out from the crowd. Give the team a call on 01708 343 555 or visit us at activesignsanddesigns.co.uk and start getting your business noticed today.
Immerse yourself in the true Mediterranean essence at Leyalina Modern Lebanese, nestled on Billericay's vibrant high street. Uncover the magic of our hidden garden. Sip on exceptional cocktails, savour unforgettable cuisine, and create cherished memories that linger long after you leave. Enjoy a complimentary glass of house wine when you mention Phoenix FM upon booking. Available Sunday to Thursday. Terms and conditions apply.
The all-new Players Lounge has got everything you need for the perfect night out. With two bars, a restaurant and the best sound and lighting system in Essex. With regular special events and guest DJs, you're always guaranteed a brilliant night at Players. Book now at players-lounge.co.uk.
Want to get the home improvements you've always dreamed of without breaking the bank? Thanks to SEHBAC, you can now transform your home for less. We're offering up to 40% off our extensive range of high-quality windows, doors, conservatories and extensions. Plus, 2 years interest-free finance available. Get the inspiration you need and breathe new life into your home at a price you can afford by visiting your nearest SEHBAC showroom or SEHBAC.com. Terms and conditions apply.
But your body's got me feeling under pressure, babe. Tell me lies, it don't matter when I'm drowning in your pleasure. It feels electric, babe. So deep, it's in my veins. I feel the pain, so please, don't play those games, don't play with me. Just a bittersweet love, not your bittersweet love. I need just a bittersweet love, not your bittersweet love. Give me just a bittersweet love, not your bittersweet love. I need just a bittersweet love, not your bittersweet. And I could eulogize about the way you look in the red light. You're a killer, it is a thriller, babe. Tell me why, do you feel the need to run me through the ringer? When I'm hook, line, and sinker, babe, in my veins, I feel the pain. So please, don't play those games, don't play with me.
James Arthur there. Loving James. Honestly, that's such a great track. If you check out his new album, it's very, very good indeed. And now, heading out towards the hour, today's Danny's Choice. Now, Danny's pulled one out of the bag today. I'm going to admit, I didn't know this song. Love the band, but I didn't know this actual track. And so I checked it out yesterday. And what a good track this is. So, Danny, thank you, sir. What a great choice this week. Really appreciate it. This is REM.
I feel your touch deeper than my skin. father told me. That's the thing about life, it only matters who you have by your side. Not the money or the cars that you're driving, that's some temporary high stakes. Always chasing a climax, that's why I'm glad I found someone like you, who's seen the sadness and the truth. I'm glad I found someone like you, yeah, yeah, yeah. I feel your touch. Feel your touch deeper than my skin. Every chemical rushing in. Now I found your love, I'm coming up again. Like serotonin, serotonin.
Like a pill that takes off the edge. Like your smoke is that cigarette.
Mr. Tom Walker, Serotonin, we're loving that. Right, heading out towards the news now, just this last track. This is for James. James messaged in saying, could I please play a bit of old Frankie Boy? Absolutely. We'll see you on the other side of the news.
I get no kick from champagne. Mere alcohol, it doesn't move me at all. So tell me, why should it be true that I get a kick out of you? Some like the bop type refrain. I'm sure that if I heard even one riff, 'twould bore me to riff too. Yet I get a kick out of you. I get a kick every time I see you standing there before me. I get a kick, though it's clear to me you obviously don't adore me. I get no kick in a plane, flying too high with some gal in the sky is my idea of nothing to do. Yet I get a kick out of you.
On the hour, across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM News.